Art, you have written a research piece, an article for the Center for Immigration Studies, talking a lot about the money that has gone to migrant relief and how it's impacting the money that's going to hurricane relief. You have stated that there's more that meets the eye and there's less that meets the eye. So tell us a bit about these two programs and their history.
Back in 1987, America woke up to the fact that it had a serious problem with homeless Vietnam veterans and other homeless individuals in the United States. And at that time, Congress created something called the Emergency Shelter and Food Program that was administered by FEMA. It's actually the money flows through non-governmental organizations, but FEMA administers those funds in order to provide housing, you know, get homeless vets, the elderly, members of Indian tribes, and other individuals off of the streets. And they've been doing that now for more than three decades. In the summer of 2019, President Trump ran out of money to move unaccompanied children and other children out of Border Patrol stations. Your listeners may have remembered this. There were a lot of Democrats that highlighted all the problems with kids who were languishing in Border Patrol stations along the southwest border after they'd entered illegally, about 111,000 families with kids and unaccompanied children crossed the border that month, and the federal government was out of money to move them to other accommodations, be it ICE shelters or the Department of Health and Human Services shelters for the children. So President Trump went to Congress and asked for funding for that. It was at that point that Democrats in Congress left Trump twisting in the wind, as I mentioned in my article. They held off on funding that for about 6 weeks, even though it was critical funding. During which time, you know, they talked about how awful the Trump administration was and the way that it treated children. You may remember kids in cages. But when that bill eventually did pass, it amended that emergency shelter and food program, which is called ESSP, to provide millions of dollars for assistance to communities that were actually resettling migrants. This had never been a line item in the federal budget before. Now, any of your listeners who are familiar with Capitol Hill know once something enters an appropriations bill, it rarely leaves. The Trump administration attempted to cut EFSP entirely because many other federal programs had come up that did the same thing, but Congress just kept the money going for funding those migrant programs. Then the Biden administration comes along and triggers this massive surge of illegal migrants at the southwest border. And by my calculations, has released about 88.5%, it's a conservative estimate, of all of the migrants encountered at the southwest border. Now, the law says they're all supposed to be detained, but the Biden-Harris administration has largely ignored that. So consequently, the administration went to Congress and asked for even more funding for that emergency shelter and food program for migrants called ESFPH for humanitarian. Since that time, the funding for that ESFPH has increased. About $1.4 billion has flowed to NGOs and local communities to support those migrants who have been released by the Biden-Harris administration. And they've also rebranded that program to the Shelter and Services Program. Again, it's administered by FEMA, and people may wonder why FEMA is doing this. And it's a good question. This program that started out for homeless folks, the elderly, members of Indian tribes, has now become a massive resettlement program administered by the Federal Disaster Agency for those NGOs and those communities that are resettling migrants in the United States. So that's really how we got to where we are. Now, there's a completely separate fund called the Disaster Relief Fund, DRF, and that's the one that most Americans think of when they think about FEMA. It is a massive program. In the last appropriations, it was funded for more than $20 billion. And that's the money that flows to local communities that have been adversely affected by acts of God, force majeure, as we say in the law. Natural disasters is probably a better way to describe it. Those two programs are both administered by FEMA. But the biggest issue that came out of Hurricane Helene is that DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, and remember, FEMA's part of DHS along with Secret Service and ICE and CBP, when he was asked about the funding that was available, He said, we're meeting the immediate needs with the money that we have. We're expecting another hurricane hitting, and FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season. So that really drew attention to that migrant shelter services program.
Is it possible here for the Department of Homeland Security to move funds between programs so that there would be enough money to fund the relief from not only Hurricane Helene, but also more recently, Florida has been struck by Hurricane Milton. So is there currently enough money to handle these natural disasters, or does Congress, in fact, need to allocate additional funds?
Logan, that's actually a great question. That's the thing that's been largely ignored throughout this entire conversation. I was one of the primary drafters of the Homeland Security Act when I was a staffer on Capitol Hill. That's the legislation that created DHS. We knew at that time that we couldn't anticipate everything that would come down the pike that would face this massive new department that we had created. And for that reason, we gave the Secretary of Homeland Security the authority to do what we call a Capitol Hill reprogram funds, to move money from one bucket to another in order to address any imminent needs that may come up. The current DHS appropriation actually permits the Secretary to move 5% of the money from any program to another program that needs the funding. That is an authority that he has. So when you hear Mayorkas claim that his hands are tied and there's nothing he can do, well, that's not actually true. Problem is that there's a huge constituency out there of states and counties and NGOs that now want that SSP money. They're going to be fighting against those people who want that money reprogrammed for local disasters. And this is one of those issues that Congress has always been responsive to. If there's a natural disaster, Congress has no problem reconvening very quickly, providing the funds needed. But the Secretary has to ask for the money. So he does have the power to move money around. That was a critical element of the creation of DHS. And there's always Congress that has a massive checkbook of your money that they're willing to send.
We have been talking with Andrew Art Arthur, who is a resident fellow in law and policy at the Center for Immigration Studies. He is author of the policy brief, Making Sense of FEMA's Migrant Payment Schemes. Art, tell us just a little bit about the Center for Immigration Studies, and where can folks go to read this policy brief? And you've written very extensively on immigration issues. Where can they find that writing?
They can find it at cis.org. The Center for Immigration Studies is a 501c3 nonpartisan, nonprofit think tank. We've been around for 35 years. We write a lot on immigration issues. I generally issue a blog every day.
Andrew Arthur, resident fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies. Art, thank you so much for taking time to be with us.
Thank you so much, Loman. I greatly appreciate it.